USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
America's top diplomat calling for diplomacy, dialogue, and de-escalation when it comes to Russia, as Antony Blinken, the Secretary of State, is calling for cooperation from Moscow as Russia's military continues a buildup along its border with Ukraine. And U.S. intel says that Russia is seriously considering an incursion into Ukraine within the next few weeks. Blinken speaking while meeting with G7 members in Liverpool, England this weekend, says
the president made very clear to President Putin what I've made very clear to Foreign Minister Lavrov is that we are looking at and we are prepared to take the kinds of steps we've refrained from taking in the past.
Kentucky's Governor Andy Beshear says over 1,000 homes in his state are literally gone and thousands of people are homeless, and about 100 people have lost their lives from the tornadoes that struck on late Friday night and early Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for a book? Fiction, nonfiction, or a children's book? We can help you put it together and bring it to market at Dorrance Publishing. We have thousands of testimonials from people just like you that we've helped get their books sold in stores and online. We've even got a service called The Writer's Coach. It's perfect for people that have a book idea in their head and they just need someone to help them put it on paper. Dorrance Book Publishing has been helping people just like you who have a book idea, written or not, for over 100 years. Imagine being counted among the most famous authors in the world with your very own book. Call right now and let us help you turn a book idea into reality. It's easier than you think. You just need a little help. Call us now.
800-876-9035. 800-876-9035. 800-876-9035. That's 800-876-9035.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio has been hinting at running for governor of New York. Appearing on Fox News Sunday, de Blasio didn't seem that phased when confronted by his low approval rating on a recent poll against Kathy Hochul. The mayor says that he's been, quote, the underdog many times. An election bid would allow him to show New Yorkers his vision for the state's future, though he does stop short of confirming that he is running. His term as mayor would end on December 31st. The CDC is launching a pilot program at JFK Airport in New York City aimed at detecting COVID-19 variants. The biosurveillance program is a partnership between the CDC and several companies. Its purpose is to monitor and track new variants like Omicron, while also providing free COVID testing to international travelers who come in from specific countries. And this is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Right now, I gotta straighten out this closet. One side.
Classic radio theater.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. Well, here I am.
Guys! Oh, George, we've got company.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater on this radio station or online anywhere podcasts are served by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
One of the candidates for governor of Georgia filing a lawsuit related to last year's election, as Republican David Perdue says he wants to look at absentee ballots from Fulton County, the county which is home to the city of Atlanta. President Biden narrowly won Georgia when he ran against then-President Trump last year. Perdue recently said he wouldn't have certified the results of the 2020 election. President Biden was on late-night TV, appearing on The Tonight Show, starring Jimmy Fallon on NBC. The president said the political divide in America is only getting worse.
The QAnon and the extreme elements of the Republican Party and what Donald Trump keeps sort of, seems to me, feeding, you know, with the big lie, it makes it awful hard.
Noting that he was late to the show's taping because he was giving a eulogy at Bob Dole's service, and he noted that while they disagreed, they were always ultimately friends. And a British version of Saturday Night Live may soon be coming to the telly in the UK. Variety reports that a UK adaptation of the late night series is in early development at pay TV operator Sky, which is owned by Comcast, which also owns NBC, which is home to SNL, which has been adapted already in several countries, including France and Poland and Japan and even China. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.